لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما كسبت قلوبكم والله غفور حليم.
Allah will not take you to account for those oaths that you swear unintentionally, such as if someone carelessly says, No, by Allah, or Yes, by Allah. For such oaths, there is no need to make any compensation, nor any further consequences. However, He will take you to account for intentional oaths. Allah forgives and tolerates the sins of His servants, and is not hasty in sending punishment.
لِلَّذِينَ يُؤْلُونَ مِن نِّسَائِهِمْ تَرَبُّصُ أَرْبَعَةِ أَشْهُرٍ فَإِن فَاءُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
For those who swear an oath not to have sexual intercourse with their wives, there is a waiting period not longer than 4 months. Starting from the date of the oath, if he abandons the oath and engages in sexual intercourse after having sworn not to, and this happens within the 4 months period, then Allah forgives them. Allah is merciful and has established compensation as a way out for such an oath.
وَإِنْ عَزَمُوا الطَّلَاقَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
If such a man is determined to continue his oath and so passes the 4 months period, intending by that a divorce, then Allah hears their statements, including the divorce, and He knows their states and intentions and will reward them for that.
وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتُ يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءٍ ولا يحل لهن أن يكتمن ما خلق الله في أرحامهن إن كن يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر وبعولتهن أحق بردهن في ذلك إن أرادوا إصلاحا ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف وللرجال عليهن درجة والله عزيز حكيم.
Divorced women must not remarry after a divorce for 3 menstrual periods. If they are true in their faith in Allah and the Last Day, they may not hide the fetus that Allah has created in their wombs. Their husbands, who issued the divorce, have the first right to recall them during the waiting period if their intention is to live well with them and to cancel what has occurred because of the divorce. Wives have rights and obligations like those of husbands in a manner that people consider fair. Men have a higher rank than them in terms of responsibility, and with respect to divorce, Allah is mighty and nothing can overcome His decree. He is wise in His legislation and planning.
الطلاق مرتان فإمساك بمعروف أو تسريح بإحسان ولا يحل لكم أن تأخذوا مما آتيتموهن شيئا إلا أن يخافا ألا يقيما حدود الله فإن خفتم ألا يقيما حدود الله فلا جناح عليهما فيما افتدت به تلك حدود الله فلا تعتدوها ومن يتعد حدود الله فأولئك هم الظالمون.
The divorce, after which a husband may recall his wife, can only happen twice. He may divorce her the first time, recall her, divorce her again, and recall her once more. After two divorces, he must either keep her in his marriage, living in a good way with her, or divorce her for the third time, being good to her by fulfilling her rights. Then the wife is temporarily prohibited for him until she marries another man. At the time of divorce, husbands may not take any part of the dowry that they had given their wives. However, if a woman is unhappy with her husband because of his character or looks, and the couple are of the view that, because of this, they will not be able to fulfill the rights of marriage, then they should present the matter to a person related to them or someone who is familiar with them. If they feel that the couple will not be able to fulfill the rights of marriage, then there is no harm if the woman offers to give something to the husband in return for a divorce. These laws of the Sharia are the criterion for the lawful and unlawful, so do not overstep them. Whoever oversteps the limits of Allah with regards to the lawful and the unlawful, then such people are wronging their own selves by bringing them to destruction and exposing them to Allah's anger and justice.
فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِن بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرَهُ فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَن يَتَرَاجَعَا إِن ظَنَّا أَن يُقِيمَا حُدُودَ اللَّهِ وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ يُبَيِّنُهَا لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ.
If the husband divorces her for the third time, he may not remarry her until she gets married to another man in a valid marriage that is genuine and not merely contracted to make her lawful for the original husband, and where sexual intercourse has taken place in this later marriage. Should the second husband divorce her or pass away, the woman and her first husband may return to one another with a new marriage contract and dowry, if they feel that they will fulfill the rights of each other set out in the sacred law. These rules are made clear by Allah for people who know His laws and limits, as they are the ones who benefit from them. Beneficial points. Allah explains the laws of marriage and divorce in full so that people know the limits of the lawful and the unlawful and do not overstep these limits. In married life, the couple must behave in a good manner. If this is not possible, then there is nothing wrong in divorce, and either of the partners may ask for it.
وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ سَرِّحُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ ولا تمسكوهن ضرارا لتعتدوا ومن يفعل ذلك فقد ظلم نفسه ولا تتخذوا آيات الله هزوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وما أنزل عليكم من الكتاب والحكمة يعظكم به واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله بكل شيء عليم.
When you divorce women and they approach the end of their waiting period, you have the right to take them back or to leave them in a good way until their waiting period is over. Do not take them back in order to oppress and harm them, as was the practice in the period before Islam. Whoever acts with the aim of causing harm to them has wronged himself by exposing himself to sin and punishment. Do not make Allah's words the object of mockery and play. Remember Allah's favors on you. Most importantly, the revelation you have received in the form of the Quran and Sunnah, through which He reminds you to encourage and warn you. Fear Allah by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions. Know that Allah knows everything and that nothing is hidden from Him. He will reward you for your actions.
وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَلَا تَعْضُلُوهُنَّ أَن يَنكِحْنَ أَزْوَاجَهُنَّ إِذَا تَرَاضَوْا بَيْنَهُم بِالْمَعْرُوفِ ذَلِكَ يُوعَظُ بِهِ مَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكُمْ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ وَأَطْهَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
When you divorce women less than 3 times and their waiting period ends, do not stop them from returning to their husbands with a new marriage contract if they wish to do so and they agree with their husbands. This law, prohibiting them from being prevented, is a piece of advice for that person who has faith in Allah and the Last Day. If you obey, this will bring greater good to you and keep your honor and actions free of impurities. Allah knows the reality and outcome of matters, whereas you do not.
والوالدات يرضعن أولادهن حولين كاملين لمن أراد أن يتم الرضاعة وعلى المولود له رزقهن وكسوتهن بالمعروف لا تكلف نفس إلا وسعها لا تضار والدة بولدها ولا مولود له بولده وعلى الوارث مثل ذلك فإن أرادا فصالا عن تراض منهما وتشاور فلا جناح عليهما وإن أردتم أن تسترضعوا أولادكم فلا جناح عليكم إذا سلمتم ما آتيتم بالمعروف وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
Mothers who intend to complete the period of breastfeeding should nurse their children for 2 full years. The husband and father of a child is responsible for the maintenance and clothing of a divorced mother who breastfeeds her child, in accordance with the customs of society that do not go against the sacred law. No person is burdened beyond what he's able to do. No parent is allowed to use the child as a means to harm the other. The heir, who would inherit from the child if the child were to pass away leaving behind wealth, shall be responsible if the father dies without leaving any wealth, for the same obligations as that of the father. If the parents decide to wean the child before 2 years finish, then there is no sin on them. If this is done after full consultation and agreement that it is in the child's best interests. If you wish to hire wet nurses for your children instead of their mothers, there is no sin in doing so, provided you pay the agreed wages of such wet nurses without any shortfall or delay. Be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions, and know that Allah sees everything you do and nothing is hidden from Him. He will reward you for any action you do. Beneficial points. A man is prohibited from keeping his wife in marriage with the intention of causing harm to her if he does not wish to live with her. This is oppression. It is prohibited for a guardian to prevent a woman from getting married to a suitable match or from going back to her first husband if she so desires. Following the sacred law with respect to family relations brings goodness. The sacred law has secured the mother's right to nurse her child, even if she's divorced. The husband, in this case, is still required to provide her maintenance as long as she nurses his child. Allah has prohibited the married couple from using their children as a means of causing harm to one another. It is encouraged that all affairs related to married life be based on consultation and agreement between the married couple